Well, hello and welcome to Calvary at Home for the CWOW edition. And here we are headed into the week of Thanksgiving. And today it's a great honor for me to be joined with my wife, Tara. Well, welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for being here with us. Tara does not enjoy or like or love being on video. So this is really awesome for me to have her here with me today. So I thought it would be really cool if our viewers, if our listeners get to know you a little bit. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do outside of the home?
So for about 15 years, I have been a paraprofessional in an autistic support classroom. I did about 5 years at the high school level. I did 5 years at the middle school level, and I'm now entering my fifth year at the elementary school level.
And it's a pretty easy job, right?
Oh, very easy.
It's a pretty challenging job at times, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's very challenging, but it can be very, very rewarding when you have a kiddo come in who can't even sit in his seat without having a behavior, and you actually get him to sit in his seat and actually do work. Yeah. So that's pretty
awesome.
Cool.
Why don't you tell our viewers a little bit about our family dynamic? We've been married for 29 and a half years, almost 29 and a half years. Yes. And so, yeah, why don't you share a little bit about our family?
Where do I start? So it's been fun having, we have two girls. So Sean lives in a house with three girls and one bathroom. So that's very interesting and fun and challenging. So Victoria is our oldest, and she is 24, and she is a fourth grade school teacher. She's in her third year of teaching, and she just got engaged in August.
She did. Yep.
And we went wedding dress shopping a couple weeks ago. She found a dress. She will be getting married on June 21st, so that's fun. We also have a daughter, Brielle, who is 22, and she just graduated from Penn College. She's an x-ray technician, and she just started a new job at Penn Highlands in State College, and she is not loving adulting, but she's getting used to it, so that's been fun. For the most part, it's been, I'll let Sean talk about.
We did a brief season of empty nesting. And when I say brief, it was, one college, school year.
And I personally was petrified because it has been our children for such a long time. And I said to Sean, I said, this is where we're really going to discover if we still like each other.
And
we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And with that, what's one of the hobbies that we really kind of adventuring and enjoying together?
So it started out as Sean's hobby, let's be real. He loved riding motorcycle. And I did it because he enjoyed it. Because the bike he had was not super comfortable. Anybody has ever ridden motorcycle, if you don't have a super comfortable bike, things get numb on you and you don't think they are still back there. And you stop and it's like, it's rough. But we were gifted a Harley
almost 2 years ago.
And we put some work into it, and it has a real nice wraparound seat. And I mean, I can ride it for, so it has become very much so a hobby that we both love to do.
Yeah,
so.
Where's a place we went to this summer?
We went to the Outer Banks. Mm-hmm. The kids drove down in our vehicle. We went down a day before. So we did half the trip and then did the other half. And then we were able to drive it around when we were down there. Yeah. And we did, last summer we went to Tennessee.
Yeah, we've been to Watkins Glen. Yeah, we've been all over. We really enjoy seeing God's creation through the lens of being on a motorcycle together. It's pretty cool. Tell us about your ministry. I mean, you're full-time vocationally outside of the house, outside of the walls of a church, but you also have a very active ministry too.
So I head up Calvary Kids in Lewistown. So that's keeps me hopping pretty good. And then I also meet up with a lot of ladies when they need to. In the summertime, I really try, since I don't work in the summer, I really try to connect with every single lady in our church. I did work ESY this year, so I met with all the newer ladies. I wasn't able to make it through, but I try to be very intentional about that. And I also am very open to meet with people, ladies mainly, whenever, sort of coach them, mm-hmm. just some give advice. And, yeah, discipleship, yeah. Stuff like that. I teach Bible studies sometimes, but I'm actually attending a Bible study and I'm not teaching it, which is lovely. That's been really good. But I will do that on occasion.
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah. So I mentioned earlier that this is a CWOW weekend, Church Without Walls weekend, mm-hmm. and at Calvary we talk a lot about front yard mission, and it is our prayer to see every Jesus follower live actively on mission, right where they live, learn, work, or play. So at Calvary, what are the three rhythms of being a front yard missionary?
Pray first, love all, and invite often.
Excellent. And so what are some ways that we have been able to personally do that in our neighborhood?
So we've been in our neighborhood for like 28 and a half years. Yeah. So it's been a long time. So we've seen neighbors come and go. But I feel like it's so good to like help your neighbors and whenever they need it and stuff like that. But we have one neighbor. She's a single lady that lives next to us. And
they might even be watching today.
Maybe. And it's just been so cool to be able to integrate our lives together. She goes on lots of cruises. We went on a cruise last November. And like we didn't really know a lot about it. And she came over, had dinner with us, and like she gave us a whole bunch of stuff. She's like, oh, you gotta have these, and you know, gave us pointers, and like it was just fun. And then whenever Brielle started her her new job, she got this huge packet of all this
the insurance paperwork,
and that is like gibberish to me. But our neighbor Rhonda works for an insurance company. So we called her and I was like, hey, can you come over? She's like, oh, I'd love to. She came over. She went through it all with us and helped us pick what was best. Like, it's just great to be able to do life with people that live around you. Yes. And when you have that relationship, you can do it without it being awkward, which is pretty cool.
It's been really neat. So we do encourage you on this CWOW weekend to go out as the church, to be the church, to be intentional about loving and serving those around you. And I mean, it's Thanksgiving week. It's easy to find places and ways where you can really connect with others and serve them. So whatever it is you do, pray your way into it and just be intentional about doing it. Well, we want to pivot now and talk about the Gritty Light teaching series. Pastor Dan wrapped it up last weekend. And we want to encourage you, if you missed any of the teaching throughout the series, check them out on our YouTube channel. If you aren't already a subscriber there, please hit the like button and subscribe. But you can catch up on all of our sermon content there, plus so much more. So we do encourage you to use that resource. But just a few of the highlights from the teaching series. We were in Matthew chapter 5, looking at the Sermon on the Mountain. We've done the two parts to it now, and we're pausing, but in 2025, we're going to recontinue for another portion of the Sermon on the Mount. But here's what we looked at over the last several weeks from Matthew chapter 5. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. We also looked at the fulfillment of the law. Jesus said often, I did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. We looked at some really, really hard things like murder and adultery, divorce. We looked at integrity. We looked at retaliation and revenge. And most recently, before we wrapped up, was loving your enemies. And Tara, I'm just curious, what were some of the favorite parts of this teaching series for you?
So I would say, I guess, the one that really resonates, it might be because it's the most recent one too, because it was just the one on Love Your Enemies. Mm-hmm. But I really liked Pastor Dan, how he's like, your enemies, you don't have to like be overly, you can love them and pray for them at a distance. And I thought that was really cool. I know there's been situations in my life where when, you know, somebody's done something and I don't really want to pray for them. And sometimes it takes me a little while to get to that point. But if you're seeking God, you will eventually get to that point, and it really, really helps. But the statement that I absolutely love is, the cross shows us how to love, and the resurrection gives us the hope that we can.
That's so good.
So that was probably my favorite.
Yeah, and we've heard some really great stories from people who were challenged by this series and were convicted by the Spirit of God to actually act upon some of the things that they were learning. And we talk about loving your enemies, or even in the area of revenge. It's such a natural instinct for us to seek revenge, to get justice. But that's not how Jesus called us into action. He called us into loving others. And so we've heard of some people who have been able to right some wrongs. And so that's really encouraging to hear how the Word of God is really speaking to some folks. So those are some things that encouraged you. What are some things maybe, you know, from the Sermon on the Mount, this portion that we've studied, that are a little bit more challenging or a little bit more difficult to kind of wrap your head around?
There's a lot. But I would say I really loved how, of course, when God, you know, inspired Matthew to write this, it's all in such good order. Like, it's just God. Like, it's just what you need. Like, you go to the one part, and then it's like, oh, okay, now we go to this part. But a hard one for me was probably eye for an eye, with some of the, it was good to clarify that, you know, like, you don't really pluck somebody's eye out. I mean, that makes sense. But you really,
that'd be kind of weird,
yeah, just a tad. Yeah. So anyhow, but it's just only God can bring this. We are human, so only God can make this happen.
Yeah.
So that's why we constantly need to be in the Word, studying the Word, diving deeper in the Word, getting to understand the language and all of that, so that we can truly be the salt and light and go out and let Jesus shine through us.
Yeah, it's so good. And I think about, I mean, there was some really difficult teaching in there for many people. And I think Dan's teaching was so good throughout it. And there was a couple of other pastors that also taught through some of the sermons in the series. I was able to teach through the one on revenge. And I think one of the things that stood out to me the most in that teaching was the word grace. I mean, that's exactly what God gave to each of us through His Son Jesus, so that we can have relationship with Him, and we are to extend that grace to others. And that at times is hard, and that does take a really good dose of inviting the Holy Spirit to be present in our lives, and not to just respond when we are hurt, or when we're accused of something, or our integrity or character is challenged. We're really supposed to prayerfully consider, how did Jesus handle situations? Because He too was accused and abused and ultimately crucified because of His amazing love for us. So you kind of had a little bit of the icing on the cake this fall, because you were also part of a ladies' Bible study who went through the Sermon on the Mount as well. And what comparisons or what deeper dive were you able to personally see from that?
It was really, I didn't even realize that that was happening whenever Carrie came and asked and wanted to do the Bible study. The lady that does it is Jen Wilkin. It's a video one. I think Abide did it also. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it has been super, like, on a Sunday morning, it's like you just get like a little nugget. And then on Thursday night, we can go, like us ladies were able to go and listen to the video. And then you have homework every single week. So you go home. I actually go to the coffee shop and literally I spend probably 2 to 2.5 hours just diving in. She cross-references to the Old Testament, like places, and like it just really brings it all together. Yeah, so awesome. It's definitely been a deeper dive for me. So it's been really cool.
So on top of having a ladies Bible study, because not everybody has that available to them, we are to take a deeper dive into the Word. We're to really, you know, study and Scripture say to hide God's Word in our hearts so that we don't sin against Him. So it's really important to be grounded in the Word. We are getting ready to head into the season of Advent, and it's a fast and furious and oftentimes very busy season. But I want to encourage us with a couple of verses from Matthew chapter 5 in the Sermon on the Mount. And this is Eugene Peterson's translation. Verses 14 to 16 says, here's another way to put it. You are here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We are going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? No, I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. So we just want to encourage you that gritty light takes some actual grit. It takes perseverance. It takes determination. It also takes inviting the presence of the Holy Spirit to completely indwell us so that we can respond the way that God would have us to respond in each situation. But as I consider being light, what an amazing time of year. Here we are in the week of Thanksgiving. Here we are on a CWOW weekend where we're encouraging each of us to go as the church, to be the church. Consider those verses. Consider the challenge that Jesus gives us there to be light bearers wherever you live, learn, work, or play. Well, hey, it's been so great to have you on here with me today. So thank you for doing this. I was wondering if you would pray us out today.
Sure. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, I'm just so thankful for this opportunity to be able to just come and talk about you, God. I just pray that maybe something that was said here would be able to penetrate somebody watching. Dear Lord, I just am so thankful for everything you've done, dear Lord, especially as we enter this Thanksgiving season, dear Lord. I just pray that we will remember to be thankful for everything that you've given to us, dear Lord. I just pray that you would just continue to lead, guide, and direct each and every one of us, dear Lord, as we head out into our work week, dear Lord. We love you so much, and we so look forward to what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, Tara. And thank you for being with us today. If you ever have any questions about anything that we talk about here at Calvary, please feel free to reach out to us. And we just want to say have a great Thanksgiving week. We'll see you soon.
Happy Thanksgiving.